Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. In an 8-page letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the White House on Tuesday explained why it will not participate in the House impeachment inquiry. Democrats have released several subpoenas in recent days concerning President Trump's reported effort to get Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden in a July phone call with Ukraine's leader. The letter claims Trump's due process rights have been circumvented without a vote and that Trump has had no choice but to not cooperate. The letter also makes clear the administration will continue to reject requests from Democrats if the proceedings continue in their current manner. The Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee released a new report saying that Russia directed a disinformation campaign during the 2016 election to hurt Hillary Clinton and favor Trump. The report says a group of Russian hackers used social media tactics to promote Trump and divide the country. The committee concluded its findings with a call to action in efforts to fight back against future election interference. For the first time, Senator Elizabeth Warren holds a slight lead in national polls of the 2020 Democratic primary instead of Vice President Joe Biden. And Warren is getting some attention for her labor platform recently released. She focuses on unions and sectoral bargaining, a concept new to most Americans. Laura Rosbro Tellum reports.
Sectoral bargaining is when an entire field or industry agrees on basics, like safety standards or minimum wages, rather than each company bargaining with its own workers. Benjamin Sachs, professor of labor and industry at Harvard Law School, says it's worth noting because union membership has decreased in the U.S. He thinks it's partly because of the way businesses, or enterprises, handle their bargaining now.
The problem with enterprise bargaining is that as soon as you have a union in one enterprise, that puts that enterprise at a competitive disadvantage with all the other enterprises in the same market.
Senator Warren asserts that if every company in an industry had the same bargaining terms, none would be at a competitive disadvantage about those issues. Sectoral bargaining is used in many European countries, but the idea is still new to the U.S.
In health news, a landmark study funded by the National Institutes of Health found links between nicotine vaping products and lung cancer in mice. The news comes as states grapple with an outbreak in lung injuries associated with vaping. Vaping among teens is especially concerning, says Dr. Say Shirala with the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. Research has shown that using nicotine during adolescence affects the brain's prefrontal cortex, an area linked to impulses and decision-making skills. Shirala says that can lead to serious health problems down the road.
This can establish a pattern of lifelong addiction and use, so those are some of our biggest concerns.
The number of illnesses linked to e-cigarettes now totals more than 1,000. This is PNS. For the fifth year in a row, combined cases of gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis have risen in the U.S., according to the CDC. The number marks the most cases ever recorded since monitoring began. Officials say possible factors driving the increase include a surge in people getting tested and cases being diagnosed and reported. There's also a decline in condom use. Now a story out of Texas, where new research finds where you live can be a determining factor in how long you live. Mark Richardson explains.
Brian Sasser with the Episcopal Health Foundation says the study was designed to show there are significant factors beyond health care, like housing, transportation, food supply, and race, that contribute to a person's life expectancy.
Our point was to show the stark differences between neighborhood to neighborhood and life expectancy, and many times within the same county or in the same community. There's all those things that happen outside the doctor's office that affect a person's health.
Neighborhoods with the lowest life expectancy are those where at least 27% of residents live below the poverty line. Most high life expectancy communities were majority white, while those with the shortest lifespans were majority Latino.
A study is underway to determine how much methane is escaping from New Mexico's Permian Basin, one of the most prolific oil and gas basins in the U.S. Methane emissions are 80 times more powerful than carbon dioxide at driving climate change in the near term. So the Environmental Defense Fund is leading an effort to measure the extent of the problem. Susan Torres with the State Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department says the recent surge in oil and gas production has heightened concerns about methane emissions.
It's the biggest portion of methane emissions in New Mexico. It's been hard to keep up.
More than half of U.S. oil rigs are now in the Permian Basin. Pacific Gas and Electric shutting off power for 800,000 households in 34 California counties as a precaution due to high wildfire risk. High winds are forecast through midday Thursday, but in some areas, customers could be in the dark for 5 days or more. In other energy-related news, this month is National Cooperative Month, which draws attention to electric cooperatives, which power more than half of landmass in the U.S. Nadia Ramlagan has more from Kentucky.
Electric cooperatives are member-owned, not-for-profit utility companies, often serving rural areas. An energy specialist at the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, Rachel Norton, says unlike a traditional utility beholden to its stakeholders, electric co-op members can often choose clean energy options, like solar.
Organizations like rural electric co-ops at least have opportunities for all of their member owners to take advantage of solar through their programs that do pay for themselves.
In 2017, electric co-ops across the U.S. collectively returned more than $1.1 billion in excess revenue to their members.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. And online at publicnewsservice.org.